This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The defending NHL Eastern Conference champion Florida Panthers look to recapture that title and more in the 2024 playoffs.
Down to the Eagle, like a Chuck and first shot. He scores! He scores!
Finds it to the circle. Verhage shot, top shelf. He scores! Carter Verhage, top shelf, and the Panthers win it overtime!
This is Panthers Playoff Preview with Doug Plagans on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Panthers Playoff Preview is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Welcome back. Hour number two on our Panthers Playoff Preview Special. Round one kicks off on Sunday at 12:30. Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Keep checking FloridaPanthers.com for all the scheduling information as far as the rest of the series is concerned. That should be announced hopefully sooner than later here, because nobody wants to know when those games are going to be, and they're going to get that information to us very quickly, very soon. So again, just keep an eye on FloridaPanthers.com and all the appropriate channels, and of course, we'll get that information to you. But we've got lots more coming here as we get going on hour number two. Doug Plagans here with you. Coming up next segment, Sean Rourke from NHL.com is going to stop by. But as I mentioned at the tail end of last segment, earlier today, Mike Rupp from NHL Network was kind enough to take some time out for the Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with the former Stanley Cup winner, and of course, it was a great conversation. Always great to catch up with him, but we're not going to make you wait until the Territory Talk podcast drops in order to hear it. We're happy to get this to you right now, because it was great to hear from Mike Rupp. By the way, you can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. And before we even hit record, Mike Rupp was already telling us how excited he was to see this series get going on Sunday. So as we dive right into the conversation, again, Jameson Olive and I chatting with Mike Rupp, NHL Network analyst, 2003 Stanley Cup winner with the New Jersey Devils. The first thing I asked him was, what is it that excites him so much about this renewal of the Sunshine State Showdown?
It's different now. I mean, the Florida Panthers are the team now, right? Like, they're the ones that are being hunted here, I feel like. This is a team that, man, over the last few years, and everybody knows that from the President's Trophy to the run last year to what we've seen this year, I love what they've built down there, and what you guys have on that ice is it's a throwback team a little bit in some ways, and I'm a big fan of that. And it's also you know, just a well-connected group, like a solid hockey team that is going to be going against what we are all waiting for a very long time, to start building more of a rivalry in the playoffs, and that's against Tampa Bay Lightning. So, and we know about the success that team's had in recent years. So, man, I love it. A little bit of hatred is always good in the playoffs, and I think we'll see plenty of that.
And Mike, on what the Panthers did last year, obviously they had to beat so many great teams to get to the final. You talk about the historically good Bruins, the Maple Leafs, the Carolina Hurricanes, but they didn't have to go through Tampa. So what are your thoughts just about them kind of having to beat, like you said, their cross-state rivals in order to kick this things off? Do you think that can help having a game that has this much kind of magnitude and juice to it for round one?
Yeah, I think so. And I find that the playoffs are interesting, because I always felt as a player too, And I don't know, maybe that's just you're trying to look at the glass half full. Even in years that I've lost in the first round, sometimes you just sit there and you're like, man, if we just could have gotten out of that round, like just getting, I'm telling you, like it's deemed amongst players, like the first round is always the most difficult because I feel like anything can kind of go. And once you get out of that first round, I think the Panthers are a perfect example last year. Now, all of a sudden, you start getting the special feels, right? You start understanding like, all right, well, we play connected like this or make sacrifices like this. We can go on a pretty special run. The one big difference I see with this Panthers team, and it's you know, last year was a magical run. They've done a great job this year of showing that, yes, that was a magical run, but we're a really good hockey club. And the difference is last year they found ways to win. And a lot of times the ice was tilted towards them, right? Like they were dealing with it in a lot of those games. And I mean, geez, you can even go back to that Carolina series. I know the results were heavily in the favor of the Florida Panthers, but the gameplay didn't necessarily look like it. But that's also what you got to do in the playoffs. You've got to find a way. And they were the epitome of finding a way last year. This year, they control games. Like they have that innate ability to come back. They've established that within this group. They're a hardworking group, but they also have developed and grown in their game where now they're not sitting there and have to have an incredible goaltending performance and timely goals. They can control a game from the get-go. And I think that that's something really special. And that gives them probably even more of a chance to win every night and, you know, could set them up really well in this postseason.
And Mike, looking at what you mentioned there, the success the Panthers had last season, going through this season, going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, how much of an X factor, and it's kind of a simple thing because we saw what he was able to accomplish last year, but you always hear drag the team into the fight. Matthew Tkachuk, a guy like that that has that it factor that sometimes you can't even explain it. We saw that come to the forefront last year. What is it about his style of play that, in your mind, lends itself not only to success in the playoffs, but it's infectious throughout a team as well?
Well, he's certainly skilled, and I don't think he gets enough credit. I know guys on the ice know how good he is, guys who play against him. I mean, you see the point totals that he's put up in the last number of years and the timeliness, and he's able to elevate his game. I mean, he's a good hockey player. He is a smart hockey player, but he also is okay with just putting the puck behind you and going and putting your face into the glass. And I find that that is something unique because the high-end guys, the players, they are capable of getting 100 points, generally don't bring that type of element, right? So now all of a sudden, you know, there's certain physical attributes that can be ignored from star players on other teams. Like, for an example, you know, you could sit there and if you could be a third, fourth line guy that brings a lot of physical elements to your game, and you try to get in the face of a skilled guy, if that skilled guy is smart at all, he's going to be like, I'm not spending any time with this because you don't play as much as I do. I'm more important than you are. And what are you going to say if Matthew Tkachuk gets in your face? Because you might not be as important as he is. He is as good, if not probably better than you. So I feel like those are things that makes him even more of a headache to play against. What are you going to say? You can't have a snide remark and not confront Matthew Tkachuk. Like, you're going to have to take him head on, and that's exactly what he wants you to do. And plus, it doesn't stop there. I mean, this is a group, I think, throughout the lineup, and maybe it starts with Matthew Tkachuk, and that's something they've cultivated here since that President's Trophy winning team of that a couple years ago. Like, they're a hard team to play against. I mean, they've got a lot of guys you're going to play hard, get in your face, and do the little things. So, leads them in the fight. I don't even know how much he needs to lead them in the fight anymore because I feel like all the guys are in the fight now. And I think that that's part of changing that culture, and they've done a great job of it.
And you talk about the fight. Sam Bennett talked about earlier this year. They have a pack mentality is kind of how he describes it. Have you been on teams like that? And when that's the case, when anyone gets bumped, all the dogs are in the fight. How much does that change kind of the look and feel of a team and the locker room when every guy has every guy's back?
You feel in the room, but I even think of it more so as playing against teams like that. And I think in my career, there were some teams where, you know, for example, and this has nothing to do with even fighting. It's just there's been some soft teams that go out and they acquire a guy individually that they're thinking, all right, that guy's going to make us a tougher team. I still remember, you guys remember George Laroque, big scary man, really scary. I never fought him, thank God, and that was by choice. I don't want to fight him. I didn't, you know what I mean? And Montreal went out and they were a soft team. They got him. They weren't a tough team. I just needed to know when that guy was on the ice. You know what I mean? But then I used to play against the Ottawa Senators. And I'm sure they had Chris Neal. He was very tough, but they had every guy. You touch anybody, Mike Fisher's getting in there. Chris Kelly's getting in there. I mean, you had Jason Spezza wouldn't put up with crap. I mean, you go over to Daniel Alfredson, a Hall of Famer. Like, he's going to get in your face, give you a little face wash if you touch anybody. And that was you had a hell of a time playing against teams like that. Because it wasn't like if you went to lean on a group, or sorry, an individual, you had a group leaning on you back. I mean, it's exhausting, and not many teams can kind of have that. Florida does, and I think that's something that really serves them well.
And we talk about individuals. We talked about Matthew Tkachuk, and you used the term headache. Look at the other side, you know, Nikita Kucherov giving everyone headaches this year, putting up almost 150 points. Yes, the Lightning are a deep team, but how much does Nikita Kucherov need to find a way to have success against the Panthers for the Lightning to win the series, and vice versa? If the Panthers can find a way to shut down Kucherov, does it become that much easier to get through round one?
I mean, yeah, if you can slow him down at all, that's going to serve you very, very well. I mean, for me, Nikita Kucherov is the MVP this year. He just is. And what he's done in Tampa, I don't know where this team would be without him. And that doesn't take away from Victor Hedman's had a Norris caliber season this year that I don't think enough people are talking about. But also on that same note, Gustav Forsling's got to be in that conversation as well. So I think that's going to be a really nice defensive matchup. But to stay with Tampa, you know, it's if you can find a way to slow down Kucherov, I mean, he's the facilitator of everything. And you still got some problems after that. I mean, you still got this Tampa team, which kept them alive since even when they won their cups and kept them as a contender. They've got elite talent that can take over. I mean, Vasi's that X factor, right? Like, we know that. Steven Stamkos is going to be playing some motivated hockey, and he's looked great down the stretch here for the Lightning. So, but all of those elements outside of the net start with 86, Nikita Kucherov. Everything goes through him. And so that's going to be the objective. It's a feisty group there in Tampa as well. They got some nice complimentary pieces, but, you know, that game plan has got to be right around Nikita Kucherov.
And I got two more for you here, Mike, before we let you get going. But you mentioned Gus Forsling, and I'm glad you did, because what he's done this season has maybe not always, maybe he doesn't always get the headlines, but he certainly deserves them. Plus 56 was where he finished the season. People can think what they want about the plus minus stat these days, but he's only the fifth active player and second active defenseman to have a plus 50 season. Can you quantify just how difficult that is to do for a guy who's spending the whole season playing hard minutes against the other team's best players every night and to go out and post a number like that?
So here's what I think about the plus minus category to begin with. I don't put stock in it unless it's absurd one way or the other. 56 plus 50, that's absurd. You have to pay attention to that. If it's, you know, if you're on a team and, listen, if everybody else on that team is plus high 40s and 50, then no, that's a moot point. But when that's not the case, plus 56 is substantial, and he's playing against everybody, right? Like, he's got to be chipping in offensively, getting involved on the offense, but also his job is to shut down the other team or slow them down offensively. He's been incredible. And it's funny, I was talking with my analytics buddies when we have some battles a lot of times, because I've grabbed on to some of these analytics. Some of them still I'm not fully there on, but when they plug things in their model, Gustav Forsling's a top five defenseman in the league right now. And what he does on a nightly basis, you guys see it. He's tough. And he blocks shots. He does whatever he needs to do for the team to win. And he's probably the most non-spoken about stud defenseman in the league right now. So, but maybe that's the way you guys want it. You know, keep it quiet. Let him go do his job like he normally does. And usually that ends up being good results for the Panthers.
And Mike, one other thing here before we let you get going. I think Jameson's got one more as well. But if we were just going to look at the series as a whole here. You touched on a little bit when you mentioned the strengths of the Tampa Bay Lightning, but if the Panthers are going to have success here, what's the biggest key, you think, in the Panthers game for the seven-game series?
I mean, everybody knows this. I hate to even say it, but it's that big of a point. You got to limit the power plays you give them. I mean, the power plays that for Tampa Bay, and here's what I've always thought. You could do a hell of a job on a team 5-on-5. You can keep their goal scorers off the board, their offensive players you can frustrate. When you take penalties, and sometimes you have to, right? Sometimes you have to defend and get put in tough spots. If you just take the good penalties, don't have any offensive zone, obstruction, getting your stick involved, lazy type penalties, that's free touches for these guys. So 5-on-5, like, you can have a frustrated group, but you give them a power play, guess what? They have time, they have space, they get touches. Now all of a sudden they start sticking their chest out, they're feeling good about themselves. And that's a way to that a lot of teams get back up off the mat. So as aggressive as this Panthers team is, they've got to be very, very smart. That's a dangerous power play on the other side. And if you could just curb it a little bit by not taking so many, I think you'll set yourself up good to win the series.
And Mike, last one for me. Obviously, you have your finger on the pulse of the National Hockey League as a whole, working in NHL Network. You have friends around the league. Just how good do you think the Battle of Florida is for the league? We've got a taste of it before. The regular season games are always great. But now to have another round one matchup here when both teams are playing so well and have such stars at each end, just how good is this for the league? And how excited are you just for this matchup as a whole?
I love it. And I want to see it all the time. I know a lot of people out there want to go back to the 1-8. And I know there's a lot of unfriendly matchups that we see in round one. This series is a perfect reason why I want it to stay the same. I want these to be forced rivalries. And rivalries only get to the next level with playoff competition. And so this is the reason why, a perfect reason why I love the format we have. It's great for hockey. You've got fan bases down there that are fantastic. Hockey is growing in the state of Florida. Man, it's special. It really genuinely is special. We've been waiting a long time for it. And I'm just happy the Panthers are starting to get their love in this equation too, because this has been a team that's built themselves and set themselves up really nicely.
From NHL Network, kind enough to take some time out for us on the Territory Talk podcast. And by the way, if you missed that segment, if you're just tuning in, you want to hear it again, we will get to that episode of Territory Talk, I'm told, on Saturday. That's when we'll get that new episode of Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, so you can be on the lookout for that. We've got lots of stuff coming your way as this first round series against the Lightning approaches. And by the way, you can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Right there on NHL Network, they'll be covering everything from every angle. And coming up on the other side of the break, we've got a guest coming in who covers everything across the National Hockey League. NHL.com Director of Editorial Sean Rourke is kind enough to stop by next. So we'll be talking to him in just a few moments, talking about the series coming up here that begins in Sunrise on Sunday, and lots more on top. Top of that. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers playoff preview special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
The Marley Brothers are bringing their legacy tour to Miami this fall. They'll be celebrating the music of Bob Marley.
Green garden that's blooming with savings on over 2,000 Toyotas. Like a pre-owned 22 Toyota Corolla. Not 24,000, not even 20,000. On sale, $17,975. $17,975 for a Toyota Corolla. And you'll save even more when you buy with zero down. And super low 2.99%. percent financing on our most popular 2024 models, including Camry, Corolla, RAV4, and Tundra. Need credit? Our goal is 100% credit approval. Got a trade? We want to pay it off, regardless of what you owe. Enjoy the wonderment of our mystical spring garden at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
APR limited term on approved credit. Prices exclude $8.99 dealer fee, tax, tag, registration, and title. Ends 5/15/24.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There are so many great reasons to buy your next new truck or SUV at Lehman Buick GMC. Like the huge inventory of hundreds of new Buick and GMC models in stock now. And the simple online process where you can calculate your payments, value your trade, get approved for financing, and schedule your pickup. It's just that easy. And of course, you'll find low prices and great financing options. Stop in and take a test drive or shop LehmanBuickGMC.com and discover your own reasons.
All financing on approved credit.
Let's get back to Panthers playoff preview on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Welcome back. Panthers playoff preview special continues right here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans here with you as always. And the Panthers getting set to begin their first round series on Sunday. It's going to be a 12:30 faceoff. Panthers and the Lightning at Amerant Bank Arena on Sunrise. The Panthers will have home ice advantage for the 7-game series by virtue, of course, of winning the Atlantic Division. So the Panthers on that last day of the regular season for them, game 82, they were able to get the win, clinch the Atlantic, and that secured the first round playoff matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning. A lot of folks looking forward to it. We're going to bring on our next guest here, Sean Rourke, director of editorial NHL.com, kind enough to take some time out for us here on this last official day of the NHL regular season. And Sean, welcome in. Before we get into talking about the Sunshine State Showdown and the renewal of the cross-state rivalry between the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the playoff races were outstanding this season, whether it be for the last spots or whether it be for division titles. The individual races have been outstanding for the scoring titles, the Hart Trophy. I know that's been a debate. This has just been a special season overall, showcasing the overall competitiveness of the teams and the individuals, hasn't it, Sean? And again, welcome in.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Last day of the regular season. We're about to start the best part of the season in a couple of days. But, yeah, no, before we get to that, I think everybody should reflect a little bit on the season that was. It was just – it was breathtaking from start to finish. The outdoor games, the other special games that we had, the All-Star game. But like you mentioned, to me, like the Hart Trophy, it's the hardest one. And I don't know how long. Personally, I don't have a vote, but we do it on NHL.com. We do what we call a trophy tracker. And ours ran today, as a matter of fact. And to me, it's Nathan MacKinnon, but it's really hard to go against Kucherov. To me, those are the top two. McDavid's kind of a little bit behind them. But when you think about, you know, McDavid and Kucherov both getting to 100 assists, something only four players have ever done in this league. It's just amazing. And we forget about Austin Matthews, almost got to 70 goals, 69 goals. Like, everywhere you turn, there was something that would take your breath away.
Yeah, 69 goals. I don't believe anybody since Mario had done that in 95-96. And lots of big numbers. We were talking about it last segment with Mike Rupp. Gus Forsling, plus 56 this year, the highest total for a defenseman in the NHL since Vladimir Konstantinov's plus 60 back in the 95-96 season. So a ton of great individual performances in a lot of different areas. You mentioned tracking the trophies. We're still keeping tabs on one here. because depending on what happens with the Jets tonight, Bobrovsky and Stolarz could get the Jennings. If the Jets give up two or more goals this evening, they could at least get a share of that. So I know we're on Jennings watch down here in South Florida as well. But Sean, getting set here for a big series that starts on Sunday, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. What intrigues you the most from your vantage point as these two Florida teams get set to go head-to-head in the playoffs once again?
Well, first, I wish I was going to be there. I think it's going to be a fantastic series. I'm doing the Carolina Islanders series, which I think will be very good as well. But this Florida battle is going to be, I think, fantastic. And it's really kind of a test of identities, right? You know, as good as the Florida's been offensively, they're a defensive team. I think they're really deep. We talked about the brilliance of Kucherov, but I think Florida has the deep defense and the lines that can match up and handle them. And then it's going to be the pedigree of the Tampa Bay Lightning trying to contain, you know, what's a very physical team. And I kind of feel bad for whoever advances. Obviously, you're going to feel bad for whoever loses. But for whoever advances, they're going to be struggling a little bit going into the second round. There is going to be a huge price to be paid to win the first round here.
Sean Rourke, NHL.com, kind enough to stop by. And I guess the other thing to ask you, Sean, from your vantage point, and we know we're fully expecting it's going to be as hotly contested a series as there is across the National Hockey League, but I know the last time these two teams met in the playoffs, like you said, the last couple of times they met in the playoffs, it kind of captured the attention of the whole hockey world. And it seemed like if people weren't following their team, their eyes were on this series, and it sounds like based on what you said there, you expect the same entertainment level to be involved with this series once again.
Oh my God, is it going to be entertaining? You think about the offensive talent, right? Kucherov, Stamkos, Point on one side, Reinhart, Tkachuk on the other side. You got a great two-way player like Barkov. Defensemen everywhere. Hedman, who's been a Norris Trophy winner forever. Montour, Ekblad. It's stars. And then you get to the goalies, right? To me, Vasilevsky's the best playoff goalie in the league right now until somebody takes that crown. Bobrovsky had a great playoffs last year. If he does it again, let's talk about that a little bit. So, and then you got two coaches who, to me, are masterminds. I don't think John Cooper gets enough credit, even with all the credit he gets for winning the Cup, a couple of times, and how prepared he is. And Paul Maurice, I covered him a lot in last year's playoffs. We spent those four games in Carolina together, and they were some of the craziest games I've ever covered, the four overtime games. And Paul never changed once. It was crazy. And then they got to the final, and they were just decimated. And, after that series was over, he went through the injury list for the Florida Panthers, and it was sobering, to say the least. But yet, throughout that series, he never changed once. I really think he's the heartbeat of this team. Him and Matthew Tkachuk give him the identity, and there's going to be no trapping. There's going to be no, like, really defensive systems. These are two teams that are going to go at each other and match wits and match brawn as much as they can.
Sean Rourke, NHL.com, here with us. And you touched on a couple of items there, Sean, but I was going to ask you, you had a chance to see this Panthers team up close and personal, watch a lot of those games during last year's run in person. I was going to ask you if there was an item, a characteristic maybe about this team that you gained a further appreciation for spending that kind of time around them like you did last spring.
Yeah, for sure. It's their mental toughness, right? And I think it starts with Matthew Tkachuk, and it goes from there. He brought him into the fight last year when they weren't ready and when they needed something big. Again, you think back to that Carolina series, and as long as I cover hockey and well after I'm retired, I will never forget him scoring that overtime goal and just walking off the ice. Like, that was a boss move. And that told his team who they were and that they were somebody to be reckoned with. And I think, after that success and then the success this regular season, especially missing their top two defensemen for a good portion of the first half of the year, to me, their mental toughness and their inability to be counted out of games is unbelievable. I was watching the game yesterday against Florida, because obviously, or whatever day it was, a couple of days ago because you were wondering who was going to, you know, whether Florida was going to pass Boston, whether Matthews was going to get 70 goals, the whole thing. And you watch that first period and you're like, oh my God, like Florida, they don't have anything to play for. They don't care about winning first in the division. And then the second period comes and it is as dominant as I've seen. And people are talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs as a Stanley Cup contender. I think they're a fringe one. I think they got a really tough series in Boston. But the Florida Panthers dominated them in a way that I haven't seen a team dominate another team in recent memory. It was just crazy how much the Florida Panthers took it to the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was something I haven't seen probably all year.
Sean Rourke, NHL.com, here with us and talking about a playoff field across the league that is as deep as any we've seen. And I mention it all the time, Sean. I think it goes back to the fact that nowadays 16 out of 32 make the playoffs. Once upon a time, it was never easy to make the playoffs, but there was a time when 16 out of 21 made the playoffs. Now 16 out of 32 make it. There's no way to fake your way into the Stanley Cup playoffs here in 2024. So everybody who gets in is just a heck of a hockey team. Want to get some wide-angle views from you here, since you do cover the whole league for NHL.com. Sean, putting you on the spot a little bit, but most dangerous team over in the Western Conference. Who do you feel like it is if we're tilting the lens over at the West? Who's the most dangerous team over there?
You know, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said the Colorado Avalanche. I have been on their bandwagon all year. I really thought the disappointment of going out in the first round last year after winning the Cup the year before had fueled them. And with Nathan MacKinnon driving that bus, like they were unstoppable. But they've really kind of hit the skids. Their goaltending has, you know, reared its ugly head. They've asked Gorgiev to play so many games, and it seems like those wheels are starting to come off a little bit. And now I look at that Dallas team, and they don't get any credit for what they've done. They won the West, so, you know, it's certainly not an upset pick or an out-there pick, but I don't think they get enough credit for what they do. They have a beautiful mix of young and old players, a lot of players that are hungry to win their first cup. And then, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you got to tank to be good, right? You got to tank and bring in these good players. You look at the Dallas Stars, they're good every year. And now you look at their young players, right? They have Robertson. And then this year they had Harley on the back line, and he's been fantastic. And then late in the year they add Logan Stankoven at forward, who just dominated the AHL and is picked right up. And make gives them a third line that's better than some teams' first lines, right? And so for Dallas and Pete DeBoer, their coach, his ability to match up in the playoffs is so good. And when I look at them and I look at the Florida Panthers and the other heavyweights and the battleships that are going to be in these playoffs, you can cancel out top lines, right? Like, everybody looks at the Edmonton Oilers and they're always like, well, they dominate. Well, they dominate two lines deep. And what the Golden Knights did last year when they beat them is they said, we'll go toe-to-toe with you two lines deep, but we're going to win that third and fourth line battle, and that's going to be the series. And it was. And Dallas and Florida are teams that go more than two lines deep, and that's why they're really dangerous, because other teams can't go into a third and fourth line and contain it.
And oddly enough, with the Dallas Stars, it's the goaltending's what's been up and down. If their franchise goaltender returns to some of his previous playoff form, could be as dangerous as ever. Last one here for you, Sean, before we let you get going, bringing it back to the Eastern Conference. We've been talking a ton of Panthers here over the last hour and 40 minutes or so. If you had to pick one of the other seven teams to highlight in the Eastern Conference, which of the other seven teams outside of the Panthers would you consider to be the team to keep your eye on the most, the team that might be the most dangerous in your eyes of those other seven in the East?
Well, it's the team I'm going to cover in the first round. It's the Carolina Hurricanes, and they're playing the New York Islanders. The Islanders were the last team to get in. They held off really hard charges from Detroit and Pittsburgh. And you know, you look at that Pittsburgh team. If they got in, I thought they were going to be dangerous, but they didn't get in. The Islanders did, and it's a really, I don't think it's a great matchup for the Islanders because of their inability to be good on special teams. But Carolina is a really special team. You know, Florida saw it last year in those four games. They won, they swept, but it was 4-1 goal games. Two of them took overtime, so they're really close. And this Carolina team is better than last year's team. I think their goaltending is a little bit better. They added Jake Guentzel from the Penguins, who's given them the ability to go three lines deep now, again, which is so important. And you think about that series last year, they couldn't score a goal. They couldn't get that big goal when they needed it. And the Florida Panthers did. They got them from Tkachuk, and there was nobody on the Hurricanes that could get it. They were all squeezing their sticks. They have Shevchenkov back. So Svechnikov, I'm sorry, back. And so, you know, I think they're really super dangerous this year. I think they're better than the President's Trophy winner in the New York Rangers, because to me, the New York Rangers can't score much at 5-on-5, and the playoffs are a 5-on-5 tournament. So, you know, I think they're going to run into some problems trying to generate offense. To me, Carolina and Florida are the two biggest heavyweights in the East.
Yeah, over the Metro, I like Carolina's roster in a playoff series better than I like the Rangers' roster in a playoff series. And yeah, that was, even though it was a sweep for the Panthers last spring, wasn't easy. It was a 4-game sweep, but it took about 6 games worth of hockey to get that series finished and in the book. Sean Rourke, NHL.com, here with us. Sean, always great catching up. Thanks for stopping by. Looking forward to seeing you down the road here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, potentially.
Hey, hopefully it's in the conference final again, and it's Carolina and Florida. I'd sign up for that rematch today.
We would certainly love that. Sean Rourke, NHL.com, thanks so much for your time.
All right, man. Thank you.
That is Sean Rourke, Director of Editorial, NHL.com. Great to chat with him. You can catch him and Dan Rosen on the At the Ring podcast as well. They do great work covering the NHL, lots of different angles. Find all their stuff. NHL.com, and always great to hear from him. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll wrap this thing up. It's the Panthers playoff preview show right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Time for more Panthers playoff preview on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Doug Plagans back with you here, and just a couple of minutes before we wrap things up here on another edition of the Panthers playoff preview special right here on 560 WQAM. And big thanks to all of our guests before we put this one to bed tonight. Big thanks back in segment number one to Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press for stopping by. You heard from Sean Rourke from NHL.com last segment. Thanks to him as well. Thanks to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and also from NHL Network Mike Rupp, kind enough to take some time out for the Territory Talk podcast. We cut you in on that back in the first segment of this second hour, but that'll drop on Saturday, that episode of the Territory Talk podcast, if you're looking for it wherever you find your podcast. That's going to be coming up in a couple of days. We're going to be getting you set for the first round series between the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Again, it's going to start Sunday at 12:30. We'll be on the air at noon with Panthers preview coming up on Sunday. So that's what lies ahead, is the Panthers and the Lightning will renew the cross-state rivalry. And I tell you what, to say that it's going to be a wild atmosphere, I think it's an understatement. I think here at Amerant Bank Arena, again, where the Panthers averaged over 18,600 per game and were in the top 10 in National Hockey League attendance, it's going to be a wild atmosphere here on Sunday afternoon. So one way or another, you'll want to make sure you are consuming all of that. Coming up on Sunday, whether you're here, and again, all the information, tickets, everything like that, floridapanthers.com is where to go, but also you'll be able to catch the game across the Panthers radio network. Again, you can catch it on ESPN, lots of different places you can catch the game coming up on Sunday afternoon, game one, when the Panthers and the Lightning renew the Sunshine State Showdown. So I know we're all looking forward to that. The Atlantic Division champion Florida Panthers here in 2024 will begin their quest to get back to the Stanley Cup final once again, the defending Eastern Conference champions. Again, keeping an eye on the Jennings Trophy watch for tonight, by the way, before we step aside. In just a few minutes, they'll be dropping the puck in Winnipeg. The Vancouver Canucks and the Winnipeg Jets rooting for the Canucks to at least get a couple of goals in that one so the Panthers goaltenders can at least get a share of the Jennings Trophy. It goes annually to the goalies who've played at least 25 games on the team that gives up the fewest goals in the National Hockey League. So again, hoping that the Canucks can score at least a couple on the Jets, and Anthony Stolarz, Sergei Bobrovsky can get at least a share of the Jennings. Folks, that's going to do it for us here on this playoff preview special. Big thanks to our guests. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Big thanks to Vlad Lusant back at Studio Control for engineering this one. We will talk to you coming up on Sunday, noon pregame, 12:30. We'll drop the puck here in Sunrise, Panthers and the Lightning. This has been the playoff preview special on 560 Sports WQAM.
Listen to WQAM for Cat Talk. A look at the Panthers, sponsored by Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a...
It's WQAM.
Time for more Panthers playoff preview on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Doug Plagan's back with you here, and just a couple of minutes before we wrap things up here on another edition of the Panthers playoff preview special right here on 560 WQAM. And big thanks to all of our guests before we put this one to bed tonight. Big thanks back in segment number one to Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press for stopping by. You heard from Sean Rourke from NHL.com last segment. Thanks to him as well. Thanks to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and also from NHL Network Mike Rupp, kind enough to take some time out for the Territory Talk podcast. We cut you in on that back in the first segment of this second hour, but that'll drop on Saturday, that episode of the Territory Talk podcast. If you're looking for it wherever you find your podcast, that's going to be coming up in a couple of days. We're going to be getting you set for the first round series between the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Again, it's going to start Sunday at 12:30. We'll be on the air at noon with Panthers preview coming up on Sunday. So that's what lies ahead, is the Panthers and the Lightning will renew the cross-state rivalry. And I tell you what, to say that it's going to be a wild atmosphere, I think it's an understatement. I think here at Amerant Bank Arena, again, where the Panthers averaged over 18,600 per game and were in the top 10 in National Hockey League attendance, it's going to be a wild atmosphere here on Sunday afternoon. So one way or another, you'll want to make sure you are consuming all of that coming up on Sunday, whether you're here. And again, all the information, tickets, everything like that, FloridaPanthers.com is where to go. But also, you'll be able to catch the game across the Panthers radio network. Again, you can catch it on ESPN. Lots of different places you can catch the game coming up on Sunday afternoon, Game 1, when the Panthers and the Lightning renew the Sunshine State Showdown. So I know we're all looking forward to that. The Atlantic Division champion Florida Panthers here in 2024 will begin their quest to get back to the Stanley Cup Final once again, the defending Eastern Conference champions. Again, keeping an eye on the Jennings Trophy watch for tonight, by the way, before we step aside. In just a few minutes, they'll be dropping the puck in Winnipeg, the Vancouver Canucks and the Winnipeg Jets. Rooting for the Canucks to at least get a couple of goals in that one so the Panthers goaltenders can at least get a share of the Jennings Trophy. Goes annually to the goalies who've played at least 25 games on the team that gives up the fewest goals in the National Hockey League. So again, hoping that the Canucks can score at least a couple on the Jets, and Anthony Stolarz, Sergei Bobrovsky can get at least a share of the Jennings. Folks, that's going to do it for us here on this playoff preview special. Big thanks to our guests. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Big thanks to Vlad Lusant back at Studio Control for engineering this one. We will talk to you coming up on Sunday, noon pregame, 12:30. We'll drop the puck here in Sunrise, Panthers and the Lightning. This has been the playoff preview special on 560 Sports WQAM.
Listen to WQAM for Cat Talk. A look at the Panthers, sponsored by Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a